remembering one of the most creative and influential musicians of the past 50 years. It's David Smith with David and Art.
On February 9th of this year, one of the most influential pianists of the last 60 years died of cancer. His name was Armando Anthony Correa, but the music world knew him as Chick. Chick Corea was born on June 12, 1941, in Chelsea, Massachusetts, a working-class suburb of Boston. His grandfather was an immigrant from southern Italy, and his father played trumpet for a Dixieland band. Before he was 10, Chick was playing piano and drums. He started gigging in New York City in the 1960s, playing his first major professional gig with Cab Calloway. Nice way to start. In 1966, he recorded his debut album and 2 years later replaced Herbie Hancock in Miles Davis's quintet, just when Miles was spreading out and bringing electronic instruments and contemporary influences into his work. In 1971, he formed a groundbreaking fusion group called Return to Forever that recorded a handful of really creative albums full of a hybrid of jazz, rock, Latin, electronic, and other influences. In 2017, Corea told Downbeat magazine that great art is made when the artist is free to try whatever technique he wants and combine things any way he wants. That makes life interesting and a joy. I try to live that way as best I can. He toured extensively with just about every kind of musical lineup you can imagine, from just him on solo piano to wildly experimental fusion combos. He also did a lot of duet work, recording and performing with other keyboard players, notably Herbie Hancock, vibraphone players, even banjo players. When I lived in Austin, a friend introduced me to his 1984 album of little short solo piano pieces entitled Children's Songs. It's still one of my favorite piano albums. He received 60 Grammy nominations and won 23. He was named a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master in 2006. His body of work is broad enough so that you can dip into it and find a little of almost anything. One critic described his work as being a hybrid vocabulary all his own that embodied a global range of reference. Bach and bebop coexisted with Bartok and the blues, Mozart and Montunos, Ravel and rumba, Stravinsky and samba. While I wrote this, I was listening to his 1968 album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, an album that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. It's a trio of piano, bass, and drums, three players each at the top of their game, interacting and weaving lines of music around each other. The playing is loose, relaxed, and light one minute, introspective and subdued the next. But his piano lines are always wonderfully lyrical. It's a good place to start getting into his traditional body of jazz work. I wish I had been able to see him perform live at some point. Chick Corea was 79.